WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Brandon Cole here. Welcome back to Stoic State of Mind. If you're feeling like your relationships are a bit rough around the edges lately, trust me, you're not alone. Ever feel like you just can't seem to connect with people on a deeper level? Like conversations go flat or misunderstandings pop up out of nowhere? We've all been there. Today we're diving into something super important. Developing emotional intelligence for stronger, healthy relationships. This isn't some fluffy self-help stuff. This is about building genuine connections and navigating the complexities of human interaction with a little more grace. So buckle up, because we're going to unpack 5 key takeaways that will seriously level up your relationship game. First off, emotional intelligence starts with self-awareness. You know, actually taking the time to understand your own emotions, triggers, and how they influence your behavior. It's like having an internal GPS for your feelings. Think about it. If you don't know what makes you tick, how can you expect to truly connect with others? Next up, empathy. This is all about stepping outside of yourself and trying to see things from another person's perspective. You gotta put on those metaphorical walking shoes and understand their feelings, even if you don't necessarily agree with them. Imagine this. You're having a disagreement with a friend, but instead of getting defensive, you try to truly listen and understand where they're coming from. That can make all the difference in finding common ground. Communication is key, people. And I'm not just talking about using big words or sounding super eloquent. It's about expressing yourself clearly, honestly, and respectfully. Ever felt like your partner just wasn't hearing you? Maybe it's time to ditch the passive-aggressive hints and have a direct, open conversation. Remember, good communication is a two-way street. It's about both listening and being heard. Now, let's talk about managing conflict. Disagreements are inevitable in any relationship, but how you handle them can make or break things. Instead of letting your emotions run wild, try to stay calm, collected, and focus on finding a solution that works for both parties. Think of it like this. Conflict isn't always a bad thing. It can be an opportunity for growth and understanding if you approach it with the right mindset. Finally, self-regulation. This is all about controlling your impulses and reactions. Ever snapped at someone when you were feeling stressed? We've all been there. The key here is to develop coping mechanisms that help you manage those tough moments. Take a deep breath, go for a walk, listen to some music, whatever helps you stay grounded and avoid saying or doing something you might regret later. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're having dinner with your significant other. The conversation starts off great, but then BAM. You both get caught up in discussing work stress, and suddenly things take a turn for the worse. Before you know it, you're arguing about who left the dishes and washed last night. Seriously, is that ever ending? But wait. Remember what we talked about. Self-awareness tells you your anger levels are rising. Empathy lets you see your partner's frustration too. You take a deep breath, use those communication skills to calmly explain your feelings and listen to their perspective. Boom. Conflict resolution mastered. See how emotional intelligence can turn a potential disaster into a meaningful conversation. So there you have it. 5 key takeaways for building stronger, healthier relationships through emotional intelligence. Remember, this isn't a one-time fix, it's a journey of continuous growth and learning. Keep practicing self-awareness, empathy, communication, conflict management, and self-regulation, and you'll watch your relationships blossom in ways you never thought possible. Ready to put these insights into action? Share your thoughts on this episode with me. Tell me about a time when emotional intelligence made a difference in your relationships, good or bad. Let's keep the conversation going on social media at Stoic State of Mind. See you there, and until next time, remember, cultivate your inner stoicism, build resilience, and rock those relationships.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.